Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Amen. Amen. And thank you so much for your giving this week. We were able to really bless Haiti, and I was talking with some of our members that have Haitian background, and just being able to give from the overflow of what God is doing in this house. And it's about being a blessing to our current community, our local community, and our global community, as God gives us the ability and God gives us the vision, and we see needs like the earthquake and the trouble that they've seen down there. Just a blessing to be a blessing. And that's really what God has called us to be. Not just be blessed for our own self and be blessed for our own household, but to be blessed to be a blessing. I want to give a shout out to the ones that helped and come and built the risers. All my guys, David, Johnny, EJ, Dom, and my ladies that put the skirt on it, Sister Maria and Sister Annette. We're trying not to let him get too high and lofty, but got a little bit of elevation. Let's pray. God, I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives. And Father, as we open up the word today, God, let us hear something that's going to impact our life. Let us hear something that is going to challenge our thinking and going to cause us to be more like Christ. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Well, I was thinking this week, this particular scripture came out to me, Matthew 15:11, which says, it's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You're defiled by the words that are coming out of your mouth. And we've been talking about these different dysfunctions that we have in our life that we need to address, right? We've talked about, you know, the dysfunctions of emotions. Sometimes we have toxic emotions that we need to surrender to the Lord and let him help us address those things. Or we have thought processes that we need to surrender and we need to change. Well, today I'd like to talk about the words that cause dysfunction. And so Jesus tells us it's not what goes into your mouth, rather what comes out of your mouth that defiles you. So, we've been on this incredible journey about dysfunction. You know, this whole series is about being dysfunctional, right? God created the world and it was created perfect. There's no problems, no flaws, full functionality. But when sin entered the world, there became dysfunction. And so it's been this process of trying to get back to, trying to have this relationship with God and trying to have functionality. And so God sent us Jesus. And the great news is he not only gave us salvation, he gave us a pathway to functionality. Right. And so he modeled being a functional human being. And so we continue to press towards that mark of being like Christ and being fully functional. So I'm glad to have my wife, Pastor Corinne, up on the stage with me today. Always great, always entertaining when she's up here with me. I'd like to start with Proverbs 18:21, if you want to go there with me. Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So I want to pose this to you today. You are eating the fruit today of all the words that you've ever spoken. So you're being nourished or being malnourished by the very words that you've spoken. A lot of times we want to put the focus on external sources. And yes, external sources can play an impact, but the greatest impact is what we think and what we say about ourselves. And so the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and we're going to eat the fruit of whatever we say. So we're living in the reality that we have created. Right? So if we're created in the image of God and God created with his words, then what are we doing with our words? We're creating, right? We might not be creating the whole world, but we're creating our world with our words. So we have to be aware that if we speak dysfunctional words, guess what our life is going to become? Our life is going to become dysfunctional. So, you know, we were made in the image of God, and so we realize that we have to speak and create intentionally with our words.
Intentionally, yes. And actually, God had commissioned Adam and Eve. He said, be fruitful, multiply. He also told them to take dominion over the earth. Well, what does that mean? You know, because We can interpret that different ways, but everything that we do should always point back to the kingdom of God. So the purpose of us taking dominion over the earth is to establish the kingdom of God on the earth. And when he made us in his image, he made us to be able to create our reality with our words. Now, this is not something weirdo, you know, spoofy. Like I remember when other things have come out, you know, that have been like, if you just will it, it'll come to pass. We're talking about a biblically grounded type of confession of God's word, which his word says that his word never returns void. So it's important. Our words do matter. They very much matter. What we say builds up and also can tear down. So we cannot take it lightly. And it is difficult to filter your words or to hold back words or say the right words if there's stuff going on inside that is not right in your mind, in your heart, in your emotions, which is why we touched on that over the last few weeks. We talked about our mind and also our emotions. And in the word, it actually says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you didn't get to listen to those previous sermons, make sure you go back and listen because it's so critical. We've got to be healthy from the inside out. In order for us to speak positive words, to speak the word of God, we've got to be full of the word of God. We've got to uproot other thought processes and things that are holding us back and actually fueling us to say dysfunctional things.
Yeah, well, that's why the scripture tells us to take captive every thought.
Right.
Because when we don't take captive every thought, guess what happens? When you don't take that negative thought captive, the next thing is you speak that thought out, right? And so now that thought becomes empowered.
Yes.
So you're either empowering functionality or empowering dysfunction in your life. This week, I was sitting in the car with my daughter, and she had had a bad morning. How many have had a bad morning before, right? And so she's had a bad morning, and so she's kind of dreading school that day, and so she starts to speak some things that are negative over her day. I'm not feeling good. I don't feel like doing school. I got a test today. I'm not going to do good on it. I'm just so overwhelmed. And I said, wait, just pause there for a second.
Christian's going to annoy me.
Yeah, Christian's going to annoy me. Just pause there for a second because we have the ability to frame our day. We have the ability to create our day. And you don't want to create a day that you don't want to live in, right? Don't create a day that you're not willing to live in. So I said, let's take a second, pause, and I want you to repeat after me. I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to make great grades today. And so I went through some things with her. I said, look, let's make some positive confessions. Let's see what of the principles of the Word of God that we can, you know, today I'm the head and I'm not the tail. I'm going to be above and not beneath. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper today. And so I said, let's make some positive confessions. And, you know, just as it happens with kids, it happens with adults. We get out of the bed some days where back's not feeling good. Oh, back feels bad today. I don't feel like going to work, you know, whatever. We start making negative confessions. What we need to do is stop that and begin to pray and begin to make some positive declarations and begin to make some prophesy what's your day, what you want your day to get to be, right? I'm gonna get favor with my boss. I'm gonna have a great day, you know. I'm gonna get along with my coworkers. I'm gonna get along with my spouse. I'm gonna have favor with my wife, you know. Speak into your day what you want to see in it, and we have the ability to create just as God created. When we look at the things in our life that are dysfunctional, many times they can be traced back to our words. So, what's coming out of your mouth? Are you censoring it? Are you filtering it? Are you just letting it just fly right out of your mouth? Are you saying things flippantly? Because that's a problem, because if you're saying words that you haven't yet taken captive, if you're saying words and you hadn't prayed and got a redeemed mindset that day, guess what's going to happen? You are empowering a future that you don't want to live in. Life and death is in the tongue, right? If I want to have a blessed life or I want to curse my life, it's going to be whatever is coming out of my mouth.
I think it's important for us to know that when we go to speak, we're not just speaking on behalf of ourselves. We're speaking on behalf of God and what he's wanting to do in and through us and around us. And when we have these moments that we allow our flesh to get in the way, because that's the easy part, is just whatever you feel. Whatever you feel, just say it, you know? And I think culture and the world, everybody's made it very like, I'm real and this is me and, you know. But the truth is, the way for us to really hone down on this is you have to be full. I'm a huge advocate of the Word of God. You have to be full of the Word, because everything that we face in this life, no matter what it is, there's an answer for it. And a lot of times we bypass the answer because we're looking for such specificity of our particular nuance and our situation. But the truth is, the principles of God are applicable to every part of our lives. So when we are feeling something, and I'll give you a couple of examples, for a person who feels like they're getting older in life and like their greatest moments are behind them and their prime was something from before, you know, I choose to hold on to the words of, he renews my youth like the eagle. The latter is greater than the former. Scriptures that affirm who we are, where we're going, what God has spoken to us, the words that he said to us. If you have a child or a family member that's not where you want them to be, that you say, I see great purpose, I see God's hand for their life, but they're not where they need to be, confess God's word when he brought the prodigal back home. The prodigals come home in the name of Jesus. Don't allow the enemy to lie to you and make you feel that you're defeated. There's some things I'm so encouraged when I hear people's testimonies. That's what testimonies are for, to build the faith of the people. When I hear testimonies of people that have prayed for something for years and years, and they say, man, God, I haven't seen a breakthrough in this, but they consistently stay faithful. They confess God's word over that situation, over their life, over and over. And then comes the breakthrough after something that seemed like it was never going to give. It's so important for us to create a pattern in our thoughts, in our heart, in our mouths with what we say. You know, a vulnerable moment. So Thursdays, a lot of times is our day to prepare for the stuff that we do on Sunday and the pre-recording and all that. So it starts early and it ends very late. And it starts with me doing school with the kids and then preparing to come here to do everything else. So it takes a lot of preparation. And, of course, those of you that know about homeschooling knows that it takes a lot of patience. And so I began to feel like there was this pattern happening that Thursdays would just get complicated real quick and I'd feel stressed real fast. And you know that moment when you're starting to think in your mind, man, I just really... Like, for some people, it's Mondays. Like, I was like saying, like, Thursdays, just Thursdays. Why are Thursdays always like this? I don't like Thursdays, you know. So you start thinking about this, and I'm like, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to stop myself and confess Thursdays are awesome. God is wanting to do something great, and, you know, school is going to go great. It's not about being in denial. I know some people might think, well, you know, you're just trying to be an optimist. And no, it's about shifting our thinking. That way you structure yourself different. If you focus on negativity, that's what you're going to get. You're going to live in negativity. But if you focus on the positive, it can really change the outlook and the reality of what you live in. So I just want to say that to encourage you, because your words do matter.
Amen. So we're constructing or we're deconstructing things with our words every day. So if I'm speaking something of faith, I'm believing something about my future, every time I'm declaring something, I'm putting another brick. I'm constructing something. So even if I don't see it become a reality today or tomorrow, I'm constructing something. But now if I get into a moment of doubt and I start making negative comments, guess what? I'm taking those bricks back down, right? One by one. Now I'm deconstructing with my words. So we have to be careful and understand we are constantly constructing or deconstructing. Yeah. Now there's some things that need to be deconstructed in our lives, right? There's some negative things that we've said for years, and now we're saying positive. And every time we say something positive, we're taking a brick off. We're taking a couple of bricks off. You know, I am the healed of the Lord. I'm the righteousness of Christ. You know, I'm redeemed. You know, I'm the head and not the tail. So I'm taking whatever it is, that specific area that I've said something negative, and I've built up this area that's negative in my life. Now I'm deconstructing it with godliness. I'm deconstructing it with saying the promises of God and the things of God and the prophecies of God and the word of God. I'm deconstructing those negative strongholds that have been built in my life. So We're either constructing or we're deconstructing with our words at all times. Yeah. It's that power to create right. with our words. So begin to create a world that you want to live in. If you don't like what you got right now, begin to talk differently. You know, the problem a lot of times is we don't want to take responsibility for what we've said. But really, growing up in God, it's about saying, you know what, I'm going to take responsibility for those words, and I'm going to go before the Lord. I'm going to say, God, I'm sorry for the things that I said. I'm going to be talking differently. I cancel those words, and I'm saying this different thing. Now I'm saying this. And I think a lot of times, you know, when we are building things, you know, some things aren't built overnight, right? Some promises, you know, you say, well, I declared it last week. Oh, you got to keep on declaring it until you see it become a reality. And so this is what happens. There becomes momentum in the spirit when we begin to continue to pray things, continue to declare that thing and pray that thing, and I'm prophesying that thing into my future. There is a momentum, and I'm building something that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger until I can see it as a reality in my life. But the Bible says, don't get weary and well doing, you know, because if you have faith, guess what? You're going to see it. And so that's the important thing, I think, is to continue in that. Because a lot of times when we lose hope, we start doubt, we start deconstructing it.
I think that's also the importance of consistency in the word. Because, like, there were seasons in my life where there was a specific topic, a specific area that I'm like, man, I really want to see a breakthrough here. And what I would do is I would take and find all the scriptures that applied to that, that were the opposite of what I was feeling, what it looked like. And then I would begin to confess those things over and over. And to be honest, there were days I didn't feel like anything was happening. But that happens sometimes. That's why we can't go by our feelings. Because, you know, we'll sing all these songs. We'll come together and we'll worship. Even when I don't see it, you're working. And then Monday through Friday, it's
think
like
of the reality of that song.
Yeah. But then Monday through Friday, you when you're not plugged in and together, you know, it's important for us to have that personal time with God, that we're connected to his word. Because if we don't have the word, we don't have anything to stand off. We have to have the word as our foundation. And we have to continuously confess it, even when we don't feel or see a change, because it never returns void. And over time, sometimes it happens overnight, and it's those moments are like awesome. That's when you see people like, man, if you just see what God did. But at the same time, those powerful testimonies of people that have been praying something for a year and then they got their breakthrough, it's beautiful to see God's faithfulness in all the ways that he does his works.
Yeah. Amen. I love the feeling. I love to feel it, you know. But the truth of the matter is, you don't always feel it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't feel it, but he's still working. You don't see it, but he's still working. So what am I doing with my words? I'm continuing to agree with the promises of God. I'm continuing to agree with what he's said over my life, and I'm building something. God created the whole world in a week. If you're created in his image, imagine what you can create with your week. You might look at your life and say, man, this area is kind of dysfunctional. This area is kind of messed up, right? But imagine if God created the entire world in 6 days, in a week. Imagine what you can create in a week. I want to tell you that if we apply ourselves and we're applying the principles of God, and I'm empowering the principles of God with my word, I'm planting that word into my life, into my now, into my future, using my words, guess what? You will be amazed what can change. You'll be amazed the order that can come out of chaos. You'll be amazed what solution can come out of void or areas of lack in your life when you begin to speak the words of God into your life. And there's something so powerful, you know, with our words, but it takes it even to a higher level when our words agree with the words of God. Now that we're getting into something powerful, because it's a powerful chemistry. Not only were we designed to speak words and those words happen, God said, Adam, whatever you call the animals, that's what it's going to be. And so from the very beginning, God is saying, I've created you and designed you to call things, and that's what they're going to be. And so when we combined what God has called us to do with God's will, you know, now we're getting we're getting into some really, really, really powerful. We have more powerful power than we realize. And it's not a pride thing. It's not an intellect thing. It's just the way we were designed. We were designed to be like God. We are designed to be in his likeness, in his image. So when we get back to that place of saying, let me take a step back. Let me return to this relationship with God. Let me clarify my relationship with God. Let me get this real clear line of communication so I understand what he's saying and I understand who I am to him. Now I'm operating, I'm functioning like God. I'm functioning like Christ. When I say things like Christ said, he said, you're going to say to the mountain, move. And it's going to move. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be miraculous. You're going to say, you know what? I have the faith that this mountain is going to move in my life, and it's going to move. This relational mountain, it's going to move. It's going to move. You're going to speak to this financial thing, and it's going to move because we have this power with our words. You know, we all have had good weeks, and we've had bad weeks, right? But regardless of what you see or what you feel, begin to speak to that week. Speak productivity to that week. Speak that your finances are going to be blessed. Your relationships are going to be blessed. Be intentional. If God created the world in 1 week, imagine what you can do with your week.
I think intentionality is very important. When you come in the game understanding what your role is, what your task is, it really helps you to be prepared for what you're going to do or say. And I think on a practical sense, you know, we live in a real world with real people. Not all people are easy to work with, family members included, I'm sure. You know, it's what happens when you come up to these moments that you could easily say something that is very strong on your heart. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to give us the fruit of the Spirit. Specifically self-control, you know, because in our own flesh and strength, we can't do it. But if we can stop and say, Holy Spirit, I need you right now. I need you to fill me with your self-control, with your love, joy, peace, so that the things that exude from us, they are God things. They are good things. So just to touch on this, I mentioned it before. I was so grieved over the last couple years, you know, with everything happening in our world and politics and stuff. People that call and confess that they are Christians, that they believe and they follow Christ, just spewing all kinds of hateful things and judgmental things and things that just really made us look divided, more so than made us look united and like his children, his body. And I'm talking about all sides, you know, it's been sad to see that. And I said, God, help us, you know, because while some people want to confess that it's like the best days of America are behind us and everything's going to the trash and like all kinds of stuff, my confession is that he loves this nation. He loves the people in it. He wants to bring us back to him. He wants to turn our hearts towards him. And so it's important that when we talk, we remember we don't represent ourselves, our opinion. We represent the Most High. We represent God. So when we speak, we should be speaking on his behalf, not just trying to push what we feel, what we think is the right thing. There's no one person that's a solution to anything on this earth except for Jesus. And I don't say that to sound religious, but it's just to know every person, no matter who it is that's going to be in office, is going to be flawed. Our best foot forward is for us to pray. And when I say pray, I mean really pray and say, God, like the way we choose to live our lives is to pray for God to remove wicked people from high places. For God to bless those that are in leadership and give them wisdom, knowledge, help them to their hearts to be after God, place people around them that would give godly counsel. You know, it's not rooted in fear or in hate or frustration. And I think that is a true body of Christ. If somebody can look at you and see a difference, like if they were to look at the body of Christ, what will they see? And that's the question I asked myself today. I said, God, I want to be a body that people can look to and say, that is what we've been waiting for. What you guys carry, we have to have. When you say things, things happen. When you say things, I feel such love and conviction. And, you know, nobody is perfect. Yes, we all make mistakes. But what do we do in those moments? Do we learn? Do we grow? And so I think at this point, it's important for us to take responsibility for our own actions, for the words that we speak. And no, we don't just represent ourselves. We represent God. We represent His kingdom. So when we represent Him, we need to represent Him well.
So good. So good. You know, one thing that I was thinking about this week was how I'm so proud of our hope groups. They're doing all kinds of great things. We got, you know, the Fishers of Men. With the men, we got 10 Weeks to a Better Marriage, we got Unsinkable Faith, but one that I was thinking about this week was the one, Change Your Words, Change Your Life. And I was thinking, man, this is what it's all about. You know, if you're not in a hope group, find one. I challenge you, find one and get involved. But I was thinking, like, how much, like, all the hope groups are kind of saying different things that God is saying in this season, and even on Sunday, it kind of is dovetailing together. But change your words, change your life. It's, you know, a lot of times we don't want to take, we have to take responsibility for the words that we've spoken. Change the words. If you want to change your life, change your words. Change what you're saying. You know, when something comes out of your mouth, God designed that those words are going to come. They're going to carry weight. So if you want to change what's going on in your life, the way your life looks, begin to look at your words. You know, when we say things like, you know, I don't have enough money. Guess what? You're not going to have enough money if you keep on saying, I don't have enough money. You know, I really challenged our family a while back ago. I said, I don't want to hear you say, we don't have enough money. Say, I don't want to spend money on that, but don't say we don't have enough money. Watch the words that come out of your mouth. Say, I don't know if I can lose that weight. No, don't say that. You say, I'm going to lose the weight. Whatever the thing is, I feel lonely. No, don't say I feel lonely. Say, I'm in the process of God sending me the right relationships into my life. Watch what words, and it doesn't mean that you have to be superficial or not evaluate where you are right now. It just means be mindful of what's coming out of your mouth, because what you're creating today is what you're going to live in tomorrow. You know, you'll become blessed or cursed by the very words coming out of your mouth. Yes, external forces do play a part, but the biggest thing is our words. What are we saying? 1 Peter 3:10 says, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Now listen, Pastor Corinne talked about, you know, us talking about other people or talking about those things. That's important. But sometimes we're speaking evil about ourselves. We need to address that. You know, when you speak evil of yourself, you're a child of God. That's a sin, to speak against the child that God created. God redeemed you. Jesus redeemed you. You have no right to talk about yourself like that. Learn to talk differently. That's a sin, because you're not agreeing with God. God said you're the head and not the tail. God said that He formed you. He knew you before you were in your mother's womb. He has plans to prosper you. Why would you disagree with God? Don't do that. What is a sin? A sin is when we begin to do stuff that's not God's way. I say, this is God's way, but I want to do this. It's a sin. God is saying this about you, get into agreement with it. God is saying that you're blessed, get into agreement with that. God is saying He wants to give you favor, get into agreement with that. And it changes the way you look at life. It changes the way you talk. And so if you want to enjoy life, Peter tells us, if you want to see happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil, even evil against yourself. I love that. God wants us to talk differently. Because when we talk differently, you know what? Functionality is going to come into our life. God is going to allow us to be able to arrest those areas of dysfunction in our lives and begin to speak the word of God, speak life into our future. God doesn't want us living in dysfunction. God wants us saying things and sowing things and creating a world that we want to live in. Fully functional, and that means changing our words, changing your vocabulary. We want to live like Christ. Guess what? We got to talk like Christ. And when Christ opened his mouth, when Jesus talked, and Jesus talks, the Word of God, he's actually the Word become flesh. So we want to be like Jesus, our very Word. We got to be living the Word, alive in the Word. What's coming out of our mouth? The Word. And so that's how we get to that place. Having a better life, a more godly life, means changing the way we speak. God wants you to have an amazing life. Amen.
Let's pray. God, we just thank you right now for this opportunity. And Lord, our prayer is just like David. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, God. Lord, we submit everything to you, God, even areas that maybe we've held back. Lord, I pray that you would reveal it to us right now. And God, we surrender it before you, Lord. Let nothing be harbored in our heart or our minds, God, that would hinder us, Father, from walking fully in the purpose that you have for us, God. And we give you our tongue today, God. The words that we speak, God, we want them to be from a place that is connected to your Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, we would make room for you right now in our hearts. God, and we ask, Lord, that you would activate the fruit of the Spirit in every area of our lives, God. Fill us with your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. God, let us walk in the self-control that you did, Jesus, so that we might rule and have dominion on this earth, God, in a way that is true authority, Father, that we could set the atmosphere where we go. That in the areas around us, Father, that we would begin to see change and a shifting for the better. God, that we would begin to see your hand at work in our lives, God. I thank you, Lord, that you would continue to increase our faith. God, where there has been battering or weariness, God, or heaviness, Lord, I pray right now that you are the God who lifts the heaviness off of his people. Lord, I pray right now that your people would sense, God, your comfort, the lightness that you bring, God. I thank you also, Lord, for taking, uprooting any thoughts or anything, God, that would hinder us, Lord, from growing and moving forward completely in you. God, we thank you for your purpose being fulfilled in each and every one of our lives, God. We call back into today, God, into the now, Lord, every word that you have spoken over our lives, God, that none would fall to the ground. The words that you have spoken, God, we know that they will not return void. God, we ask that you would prompt us, Lord, when we need to take action, God, and when we need to speak and affirm the word that you've spoken and confess it with our mouths, God, so that we could see, Lord, the manifestation of your word around us and in us. We give you thanks for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Remember, if God is for you, who can be against you? And if Christ is with you, you will be undefeated.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.